This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Assam, West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Union Territory of Puducherry. The counting will begin at 8 this morning. Counting of postal ballots will be taken up first and counting of electronic voting machines will start at 8:30 a.m. Counting of votes will be taken up for 126 assembly seats in Assam, 140 in Kerala, 234 in Tamil Nadu and 30 seats in Puducherry. In West Bengal, counting of votes will be taken up for 293 seats today. The re-poll for the Falta Assembly will be held on 21st of May and the counting will be held on 24th of May.
Janadesh 2026.
Special program on results of assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry.
Today, the 4th of May 2026.
Our correspondents on the ground will bring the latest developments for you.
For in-depth analysis by the experts and latest update of vote counting.
Tune into Akashvani Gold along with additional frequencies.
From 8:30 a.m. onwards today.
Janadesh 2026.
Indian space startup Galaxy has launched Mission Drishti, world's first Optosar satellite, aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket from California in United States. Weighing 190 kilograms, Mission Drishti is the largest Earth observation satellite ever built by a private Indian company. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the successful launch of Mission Drishti satellite, highlighting it as a major milestone in India's space and innovation journey. The Minister of External Affairs, MEA, stated that Lipu Lake Pass has been a long-standing route for the Kailash Mansarovar Yatra since 1954 and said this is not a new development. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a North Tech Symposium on the theme Raksha Triveni Sangam, where technology, industry and soldiering converge in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. The three-day event is being jointly organised by the Northern Command and Central Command of the Indian Army and the Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers. On the occasion of the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation's DMRC 32nd Foundation Day, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta announced the seven new corridors to be constructed under Metro Phase 5B. She said these corridors will have a combined length of 97.58 kilometers and 65 new stations will be built along them. The estimated cost for all seven corridors to be constructed under Metro Phase 5B is approximately ₹48,204.56 crore. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in collaboration with all states and union territories and relevant central ministries and departments, will observe a Pan-India Fire Safety Week beginning today to raise awareness on the importance of prevention and mitigation of fire hazards across healthcare facilities in the country. The United States and Iran appear no closer to a breakthrough as Washington pushes back on key elements of Tehran's proposed roadmap to end the conflict, even as a fragile ceasefire remains under pressure across West Asia. Iran's government spokesperson Ismail Baghai said the United States has responded to Tehran's 14-point plan aimed at ending the war, adding that the response is currently under review. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking to Israeli media, said he had examined the proposal and described it as not acceptable. He said Iran has not yet paid a big enough price, signaling Washington's tougher stance as talks remain indirect and mediated. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Punjab Kings by 4 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. In another match, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Ahmedabad. Today, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Super Giants at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.